Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Dale.
It's 11:32. We're getting your reaction to the death of the Duke of Edinburgh. 0345 60 60 973 is the number to call if you'd like to pay your particular tribute to him. Simon Marks joins us, LBC's Washington correspondent. Simon, very good evening. What's been the reaction to the news in the United States?
Well, it's been coming in throughout the day because, as you can imagine, Ian, the news broke just after 7 o'clock in the morning here in Washington, D.C. and on America's East Coast. And so anybody watching Breakfast Time television or tuning in to Breakfast Time radio immediately will have heard of the death of Prince Philip. And pretty quickly, the White House put out a relatively short statement, I think it has to be said, on behalf of President Biden and the First Lady Jill Biden, in which the president said that the Duke of Edinburgh saw our world change dramatically and repeatedly. The statement cited the Duke of Edinburgh's public service during World War II, his 73 years alongside the Queen, his entire life in the public eye. His legacy will live on, wrote the president, not only through his family, but in all the charitable endeavours he shaped. But it was notable that that statement didn't contain any kind of personal reflections of any meetings or interactions that Joe Biden had had over the years with the Duke of Edinburgh. Later in the day, when the president was convening a meeting of his economic advisers, he began that meeting by offering a verbal tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh, in which he got a little bit more personal.
I and the entire administration send our condolences to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II on the loss of Prince Philip. He was a heck of a guy. His lifetime of service to the United Kingdom and the whole Commonwealth was visible to everybody for a long, long time. And his bravery, serving in World War II, as well as his being a champion of the environment, as well as the charitable things he set up. So we really do express our condolences for an extraordinary life that was led by the prince. And I think he's going to be missed, particularly in the United Kingdom. But 99 years old, he never slowed down at all, and which I admire the devil out of.
I admired the devil out of it, said President Biden there of Prince Philip's steadfast service all the way through until his death at the age of 99. Shortly after that, Vice President Kamala Harris issued a statement that says that the Duke of Edinburgh led a long, remarkable life, the hallmarks of which were loyalty and service, from his decorated service in the Royal Navy during World War II to his long marriage and partnership with Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, he dedicated himself fully to his family, his country, and the Commonwealth. Whether he was promoting environmentalism or the well-being of military families, he brought a profound sense of purpose to all he did. And then referencing America's first ever second gentleman, her husband Doug Emhoff, who knows a thing or two about supporting successful women, Kamala Harris sends our condolences to the royal family and to the people of the United Kingdom. And that issue of supporting a successful woman was very much on the mind of former President Barack Obama, who distributed an absolutely fulsome and beautifully written tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh, saying that the first time he and Michelle Obama met Prince Philip and the Queen, they were worried that they had been so used to welcoming, as they put it in the statement, leaders like Churchill and Kennedy, Mandela and Gorbachev as two Americans unaccustomed to palaces and pomp. We didn't know what to expect. And Barack Obama continues, we shouldn't have worried. The Queen and Prince Philip immediately put us at ease with their grace and generosity, turning a ceremonial occasion into something far more natural, even comfortable. And the Obamas go on to say Prince Philip showed the world what it meant to be a supportive husband to a powerful woman. Through his extraordinary example, he proved that true partnership has room for both ambition and selflessness, all in service of something greater. And I think it's worth just noting that that's coming from Barack Obama and Michelle Obama. Barack Obama, of course, America's first African-American president, and coming at a time when the reputation of the royal family in the United States has undoubtedly taken a knock as a result of Meghan Markle's claims in that televised interview with Oprah Winfrey a few weeks ago of racism in the royal family. It's also worth pointing to the statement that was issued by former President Donald Trump, because that was also a very detailed and personal tribute. Donald Trump, of course, proud of his own Scottish roots in Ayrshire. He called the Duke of Edinburgh a man who embodied the noble soul and proud spirit of the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. Melania and I send our deepest and most profound condolences to Her Majesty the Queen and the entire royal family. This is an irreplaceable loss for Great Britain and for all who hold dear our civilization. Donald Trump saying that Prince Philip defined British dignity and grace. And during his state visit to the UK, he says, we saw firsthand how the monarchy epitomizes and carries on the virtues of the British people, and no one did so more than Prince Philip. So that's been the reaction from the president and his two immediate predecessors over the last several hours. I think some Americans obviously don't know really very much about Prince Philip, especially a younger generation of Americans that haven't in recent years had the opportunity to witness him traveling to the United States. But nonetheless, I think there has been substantial national interest in what's taken place today in the UK, and there will of course be interest in the funeral and the remembrances that occur in the days ahead.
I've just been told the Daily Mail tomorrow is 144 pages long, 143 of which I'm sure will be about the Duke of Edinburgh. How do you think this will be covered? I mean, has it been covered, on the news channels, for example? And how do you think the papers are going to cover it in terms of giving it a huge prominence tomorrow?
Well, I think it'll have substantial prominence. I mean, we always see this, don't we, Ian? Even though the United States has no royal family of its own, and of course fought a war of independence, and then kind of a second war of independence in 1812, finally to be shot of the British. They always revel in Britain's royal family because they haven't really got one of their own. So I think that there will be an enormous amount of interest, but it's going to be interest that is tempered by those claims that Meghan Markle made in that interview with Oprah Winfrey. And it's been absolutely apparent over the last few weeks, first of all, from the opinion polls. But I have to say, as a Brit living here, also from conversations that you have with Americans, friends, acquaintances, and people that you meet here, that the sympathy here after that interview was with Meghan Markle in a way that you didn't see it publicly reflected in opinion polls in the UK. And definitely younger Americans, and particularly Americans of colour, have been very energized by the claims that she made. That, I think, is going to have an impact not just over the short term on the way in which the royal family is viewed, but potentially also over the long term, depending, of course, on in large measure what the Duke and Duchess of Sussex do over the course of the next few days, responding to this immediate sadness in the UK. But then going forwards, they changed the homepage of their foundation website today to pay tribute to the Duke of Edinburgh, with a message that said, "Thank you for your service. You will be greatly missed, in loving memory of His Royal Highness the Duke of Edinburgh." But, you know, there's no question that there are many Americans who are much more sympathetic to the Duke and Duchess of Sussex than are sympathetic to the royal family. And I suspect some of that will be reflected in the newspaper coverage that we start seeing rolling out tonight as the first editions, in traditional sense, hit the doorsteps. But obviously, the websites have been full of it today. Social media very, very busy in trafficking information about the Duke of Edinburgh. And the news channels have been wall-to-wall with this here today. I mean, not uninterrupted coverage, but substantial coverage. And interestingly, not just on the main news channels, but on the broadcast networks as well, and even on some of the more politically minded channels that you wouldn't necessarily think would clear airtime to offer coverage of events pertaining to the royal family. MSNBC, the more left-wing leaning news channel here, Newsmax, the more conservative leaning news channel, both of them covering events in London pretty extensively over the last several hours.
Well, I remember when I used to work for CNN, and they were absolutely, I mean, bear in mind that CNN has also got a bit of a reputation of being, shall we say, slightly more on the left side of the political spectrum, but they were interested in anything to do with the royal family. I think I was there when for the wedding of Harry and Meghan, and it was like they were an American royal family. It was bizarre.
Well, I can tell you from my own personal experience that when Diana, the Princess of Wales, died, at the time I was doing occasional work for the Fox News Channel. I'd spend a lot of time
this,
covering...
This will come as a revelation to many of our listeners.
covering events in Russia for the Fox News Channel, among the other networks that I was working for at the time. And I got a phone call to say, "The royal family... do you recognise them?" And I said, yes, because I had worked at ITN. And when I worked at ITN, I was often on the Royal Rota and covering royal events. So they said, "Great, you're going to London for the funeral. You're doing colour commentary for the funeral." And I found myself commentating on Diana's funeral from a position overlooking Westminster Abbey, purely on the basis that I had been able to say that I would recognise them all.
Fantastic. How easy is it to get work like that? Simon, thank you very much indeed. That's Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.
Thanks for listening to Simon Marks Reporting. And if you like what you heard, click the subscribe button and come back soon for more. And I'd love it if you'd give me a review. Those can be hugely helpful in spreading the word. Thanks a lot. More from me soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.